More and more teenage boys are falling victim to so-called sextortion scams. So what are they and how are they reaching Australian teens? Sextortion is essentially blackmail. A person is tricked into sending sexualized images to someone who then threatens to share those photos publicly unless they pay up. Susan McLean is a cyber safety expert and says the criminals often follow the same script when targeting their victims, and it usually starts with a message or friend request on social media.
Then I'll start to chat, and then the chat will be sexy, flirty, very normal in inverted commas teenage chat. Mostly, the offending account will send a nude photo. Hey, do you like the look of this? And then they're convinced to send one back, so they do. And then within 3 minutes, if you don't pay, I will ruin your life.
It's not exactly a new concept, but the problem is growing. More than 2,200 complaints of these scams were made to the nation's online safety watchdog between July and December last year. Most of them were from young men aged 18 to 24. Susan McLean says the problem is so widespread, she's found victims in each school she's spoken to as part of her cybersecurity education work.
I've put the number much higher because it is a very underreported crime. It is the number one crime type affecting teen boys in Australia at the moment.
Ben Vassalo is CEO of The Man Cave, a mental health charity for boys and young men. He's wary of the long-term impacts sextortion could raise.
What I'm concerned about is not just the obvious immediate effects around mental health and suicide, but also the feeling of shame. How's that going to show up longer term, particularly for young men and teenage boys, when it comes to sexual shame? How's that going to show up for them long term in future relationships, particularly intimate partner relationships?
Sexual extortion has reached catastrophic proportions, I'd say.
Julian McGrant is the eSafety Commissioner and says Victoria's coroner has linked 17 suicides to sextortion.
There's a manifesto that shows these organized criminals how to, you know, put high-pressure tactics on to isolate the young people and to panic them to get them to pay. It's a horrendous crime that, you know, in the worst-case scenario, leads to extreme mental distress and sometimes suicide.
The eSafety Commission says they have a 98% success rate in removing intimate content when it's reported and warned offenders are getting more sophisticated.
They're using generative AI to create very attractive personas. They're using face-swapping technologies, which are very convincing, and voice-cloning technologies.
So how can sextortion be stopped? Governments are putting pressure on social media platforms, with Communications Minister Annika Wells warning them they need to step up.
They have the tools, they have the resources, and yet they are choosing not to use them with full effect. My message for big tech is this. There are no excuses here. Big tech is required under Australian law to protect Australians online from illegal material or face fines of up to $54.6 million.
Education and more open conversations between parents and kids can also play a part, with victims now being told to take screenshots, report the abuse to platforms, and never send money to scammers. People can also report sextortion to police and the Australian Centre to Counter Child Exploitation.